Hello, this is CKW's Pride Marathon continuing right now, and I have the next guest here on. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Sophia. I'm here talking about artists who are straight, but their songs have been claimed by the gay community.
Amazing.
So our first artist is Lana Del Rey. So most people would think of her as an artist who sings a lot about commonly older cis white men, but she has a song called Summertime Sadness, which is probably one of her most popular songs. It got really popular with a remix, and the music video is featuring two women who do end up committing suicide in the video, but it is about their romance, or at least can be interpreted as their romance.
Mm.
And so it got very popular with the gay community, and then since then, a lot of her songs have been popular with the gay community. I would say it's about the yearning that all of her songs really, I think, hit that yearning feeling that the LGBT community can understand.
Hmm, okay.
And so this is Summertime Sadness with Lana Del Rey.
Excellent.
Kiss me hard before you go. Summertime sadness. I just wanted you to know that baby, you're the best. I got my red dress on tonight, dancing in the dark in the pale light. Throw my hair up real big, beauty queen style. I'm feeling alive. Oh my God, I feel it in the air. Telephone wires above are sizzling like a snare. Hook me up, I'm fine. I feel it everywhere. Nothing scares me anymore. Kiss me hard before you go. Summertime sadness.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Summertime Sadness by Lana Del Rey. The next artist I want to talk about is Hozier, who may be more familiar to some Winnipeg people because he actually came to town this year. His probably most popular song is from TikTok, so it's Too Sweet, but I want to do more of a throwback song. Is probably his most popular first song was Take Me to Church, and it's his most of his songs are actually about socially conscious things, but this one specifically, the music video was about two men being persecuted for their relationship, and it was talking about the Russian persecution of homosexuality, basically. So this is Take Me to Church by Hozier.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that death instead of good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog.
So that was Take Me to Church by Hozier. So the next artist is also another familiar one, and this is CanCon. So this is Carly Rae Jepsen. So you also would probably be familiar with her, but because Call Me Maybe was like stupidly popular. This is not Call Me Maybe. Her album Emotion got really popular with the LGBT community, and she's also a big proponent of Pride. And she actually refused to perform at the Boy Scout National Jamboree in 2013 because of their policy on homosexuality. So this is one I really like by her. It's called Cut to the Feeling. There's also a really popular TikTok with Cut to the Feeling in it, with a guy pulling off a bunch of rainbow wigs. He actually got invited on stage by Carly Rae Jepsen. So this is Cut to the Feeling by Carly Rae Jepsen.
I had a dream, or was it real? We crossed the line, and it was on. We crossed the line, it was on this line. I've been denying how I feel, you've been denying what you want. You want from me, talk to me, baby. I want some satisfaction, take me to the stars, just like
Cut to the Feeling by Carly Rae Jepsen. So the next song is by Alessia Cara, who, this is basically the CanCon portion of the show. So she's a Canadian artist, and she's fairly popular on the radio around the time this song came out. It's called Wild Things. I don't have a huge amount to say about it other than I polled my LGBT friends, and one of them said it was played a lot at several queer house parties that they were at, so I thought I'll put it on the playlist. So this is Wild Things by Alessia Cara.
To say your social grace is by your head, they're pies here, but you and I, we're pioneers. We make our own rules, our own room, no bias here. Let them sell what they are selling, there no bias here. So gather
So that was Wild Things by Alyssa Cara. The next one is a very popular artist. So this is going to be Shania Twain. Ooh. So on Wikipedia, there's a quote from The Guardian's Simon Hattonstone that she's adored by gay men as a camp icon and loved by lesbians who read what they want into this song, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. And this is just from personal experience, I'm non-binary, but when this song comes on, everybody that I know feels like a woman when Man, I Feel Like a Woman comes on. So this is Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
Let's go, girls.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. So this next artist is another pretty popular one. You'd probably know her from...
Nothing's on right now.
Nothing's on?
Oh, there we go. Go ahead.
Okay, so this next artist is a really popular one. You'd probably know her from Stranger Things. It's Kate Bush. We're not doing Running Up That Hill. even though I was actually introduced to Kate Bush by this one TikTok where it was saying, hey, it's gay bar night, so we're just going to play Running Up That Hill 40 times, which I thought was very funny. So this song is called This Woman's Work, and it was featured in Our Flag Means Death Season 2 during a pivotal scene. I don't want to spoil it because I think everybody should watch Our Flag Means Death, and it's probably not been as viewed as it should be. So here is This Woman's Work by Kate Bush. So that was This Woman's Work by Kate Bush. So this last one is kind of a unique song. So it's not one you would have heard on the radio or in a movie or anything. So I'm a big fan of the video game Five Nights at Freddy's, as are a lot of the LGBT community, which is a little strange to a lot of people. But it also has a very large fan-made music community. So I picked a song by... it's hard to tell if the artists are necessarily queer or not because there's not a lot of information, but I picked a song that I thought was one of my favorites, and I thought I'd just like to introduce to the listeners because, like I said, the community around the game is very queer-focused. So this is Die in a Fire by The Living Tombstone, Eileen Monty, and Orko. And, yeah, here we go.
I really hate you.
So that was Dying of Fire by Living Tombstone, Eileen Monte, and Orko. I know that was a weird choice, but I hope you appreciated a little snippet into the fan community around Five Nights at Freddy's. And also just to sort of sneak peek into the queer community around, I guess, straight music.
Right. And so what was your name again?
Sophia.
Sophia, thank you so much for coming on. I love the playlist. Really great stuff. Really range of things. So thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Do stay tuned. A lot more. Several more guests are going to be on air. We're just going to take a short little break. Do stay tuned. This is the Pride Radio Marathon.